All righty. Well, let's see if we can check in with Terry. Terry's got a question for us in Connecticut. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We are doing great, and we hope that we're going to be able to help you with whatever question you might throw at us here.
Yes. You know what? I wanted to start doing the bathroom, and I was wondering, what do you suggest I use to clean the ceiling in the bathroom? And then when I'm done, how do you suggest I paint over it?
Okay. The ceiling, is it a fairly smooth ceiling, or do you have any kind of texture on it?
It's got a texture on it.
Okay.
There was like a design put into it when it was done over.
I see. Okay. And what you're seeing up there, you probably have some dust. Do you have any mold or mildew that you're seeing up there?
It looks like we have some mildew there.
Okay. All right. Well, Joe, what do you think on something like that? Because you have to be a little delicate anytime you have any texture.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to keep the texture, Terry, then you don't want to be scrubbing it with anything too abrasive. But if there's even if there wasn't any mold, I think what I'm going to tell you to do here, what I would suggest you should do, whether or not you have mold, but especially if you have mold, and that is to clean the ceiling. First, just brush it off, you know, to get any loose dirt and cobwebs, anything like that off. If there's a light ceiling light fixture, you might want to lower that. You don't have to disconnect it, but just lower it so you can get around it without damaging it. And then I would very lightly wash the ceiling, for lack of a better word, you know, with a very soft bristle brush, with some oxygen bleach, which is, it's not chlorine bleach. It's a little less caustic. If you get it on you, it won't bleach your clothes, but it also stays on the surface longer than chlorine bleach. It doesn't dry as quickly, so it will definitely kill any mold or mildew you have up there, because you don't want to seal that behind any paint, because that's going to come down anyway.
Right. Okay.
And then once it's clean and dry, prime it with a mold killing primer. And there's one that Zinsser, there's a company called Zinsser, Z-I-N-S-S-E-R, that I've used that works really well. It's simply called mold killing primer. But any primer, that latex primer that will kill mold or prevent mold from growing, that's what you want. And then you can paint over it. Now, you're going to use a paint that either has a mildewcide in it already, or you can add one to it. Okay, so that's important, because you're in a bathroom, it's going to be high humidity, and you don't want the chance of mold growing again. And as far as the texture, Danny, I don't know what you'd recommend, but you probably want to use at least a 3/8-inch nap roller, because you want to make sure the paint gets into this texture.
Yes, I would use at least a 3/8, could go to a 1/2-inch when you're painting over that. And just, you know, definitely, after you put the first coat on, it may look great after you've cleaned it, but it's well worth putting that second coat for just a little protection from the elements going forward.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, well, get to work, Terry. You got a good weekend coming up here, so you'll be able to have it completely finished before Monday. It sounds great.